going?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to read Psalm 91, which is quite a well-known psalm, and just a couple of thoughts from it, really. As we're looking at psalms at the moment, I thought I'd choose a psalm. So Psalm 91, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, so that they lift you up. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And just a few thoughts, because that's a really uplifting psalm, obviously, a really good thing. You know, there's good things in there about God looking after us, God sending his angels to guard us in all our ways. They will lift you up in their hands so you will not strike your foot against a stone. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I'll rescue him, I'll protect him. He acknowledges my name. But if we're honest, sometimes we don't feel like rescued by angels, do we? We don't feel guarded by angels. And we don't feel that God's delivering us. It says, I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honour him. So we will have times of trouble. We will have trouble. Some more than others, it seems. Some people seem to have real difficulties to face in their lives, even though they're close to God. And I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know that this psalm particularly gives us the answer. But it does say a couple of things. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And some of this is sort of active as well as passive. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, what does that mean? It's how we live our lives, isn't it? We only dwell in the shelter of the Most High, dwell in the shelter of God, when we live our lives, or when we attempt to live our lives in the way that he wants us to, with the help of his Holy Spirit. If we're doing it sometimes, but other times we're doing things that we know are wrong, but we're doing them because we like doing them, or because we've done some good things, or I'll do some bad things, that's not dwelling in the shadow of the Most High. That's not doing that. Where is it? Verse 9. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling. Do you make the Most High your dwelling? If you do, then it does say here, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. But he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And I don't know how that works out in practice. I really don't, because it doesn't always seem that way. But the bit for us to do is to make the Most High our dwelling. Verse 9, make the Most High your dwelling. Because then it allows God to honour the things that are in here, I think. It allows him to see that harm doesn't overtake us. It allows him to guard us in all our ways, even if it doesn't always feel like it. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. We need to live our lives in a way that acknowledges his name. In all that we do, wherever we are, we need to live our lives in a way that acknowledges his name. And it's not how we live our lives when we're with our Christian friends. It's how we live our lives when we're at work, or socially, or with family, or when our guard's down. How do we live? Do we still acknowledge his name by the way we live our lives at those times? Or do we let our guard down? Do we act in ways that we wouldn't be too keen for people to see sometimes? If we're honest, we all do that. If we're honest, we all do that at times. And God knows that, and God understands that. But what God wants us to do is live in a way where we are trying bit by bit to do better and better at living in a way that acknowledges his name. Where we're doing a bit better at making the Most High our dwelling, because it's about how we behave. Every time we do something that's not what he'd want us to do, or say something that isn't what he'd want us to say to people, or more often than not, about people, every time we do that, we're not acknowledging his name. We're taking ourselves out of the shelter of the Most High. And I look around and I see people who are living their lives in the way that God wants them to. I see people in this church who are a blessing to people around them, who are a blessing to me, and who are a blessing to God. And yet still sometimes tough things happen, and I don't know the answer to that, and I can't tell you the answer to that. Why do some prayers seem to get answered and some don't? I have no idea. I have no idea. But sometimes we just have to trust that God knows, and trust that what he says here somehow works its way through our lives, works its way through our whole being, even if we don't understand it. But for us, we have to do our bit. We have to live in a way that allows us to dwell in the shelter of the Most High. We have to live in a way in every part of our lives, particularly in the parts that are outside of our sort of church life, or our Christian life. And I don't mean that and say this part of our life is Christian, part of it isn't, but I think you know what I mean by that. Even when we're with those who aren't those who follow God, we still need to live in a way that acknowledges his name. We still need to live in a way that acknowledges his name. I think that's all I'm going to say. I'll turn that off now. I'm going to sing 633, and then really we'll throw it open. I've got a few things to mention that we can...